Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thanks all of you that have been on hold waiting for the show to come on air for almost 15 minutes. I'm here with my wonderful friend in southeastern Missouri, Ms. Rebecca Steiger, who's a channeler of angels. And, of course, I'm Stephen. We both love interacting with people and helping them have clarity in their lives and understanding. And what we're going to do is basically this. One, we're going to limit the number of questions. If your answer, if you have a question and the answer is a short one, then we will allow you a couple. But because of the number of people on the switchboard, we have to kind of limit the calls. If your question is specifically for Rebecca, just start off your question with, "Rebecca, this is what I'd like to know." Or if it's for Stephen, "This is what I'd like to know." Or if it's for both of us, "This is what you'd like to know." So you can say, "Rebecca, Stephen, or both of you." And before we get going, Rebecca, if people want to connect with you, where do they go to do that?
Well, Stephen, they can. My website is www.rebeccaspathways.com. My email is rebecca@rebeccaspathways. And, of course, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You know, it's not hard to find me.
Just have to know your name, don't they?
Yes, they do. And my name is Rebecca J. Steiger.
You betcha. And like I said, I've known this lady for quite a few years, and she's one of my go-to people if I need understanding. And I'd like to think that I'm Rebecca's go-to person if she does. But so that being said, you can find out more information about me at Hairfield. That's HairField.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. You can just find me all over the place. That being said, once again, if your question is for Rebecca, just say Rebecca, and then ask your question. If it's for Stephen, then you just say Stephen. If it's for both of us, then you just simply say both of you. And I'm going to bring in our first caller from the area code 805, and thank you for being so patient and waiting. What's your first name?
Thank you.
And where are you calling from?
California.
And your name?
Donna.
Donna. Okay.
Yes.
Donna. So who would you like to talk
with?
Guess, Rebecca, Stephen, or both of us?
Both of you.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with either one of you and like to get an idea. I'm not in a relationship. It's been 7 years since I've been in a relationship. Yeah, and now, you know, I'd like the companionship. I'm 62. I've never been married. I don't have kids. I'm just tired of, you know, being alone. I was in a 9-year relationship, but that was 7 years ago. And, so I wanted to know what you're picking up on this for me.
Rebecca, what you got?
Well, I have, number one, Donna, you need to open the door to allow someone to walk into your life.
It's funny, we all laugh because I was thinking, well, what are you waiting for? A UPS postal person, what, to come to your front door? I mean,
right. You need to. Okay, here's another thing that I get. When you meet a man, don't be so judgmental on the first three lines that he tells you. I mean, you meet a man and you automatically judge that person without truly knowing who they are, their intentions. I know that you were in a relationship and that was a huge loss for you. Did he die?
He did.
Yes. So you've clung to that rock long enough. It's time to let go. He's totally freed you. Okay, and he's totally happy, and he would love for you to be happy in this life. So don't judge him. Open the door And as Stephen said, UPS or postman's not going to bring them to you. You know, that's something that we never know. It might be the postman or the UPS driver. How
not,
do we know?
No, I can tell you. No, I can tell you flat out. Yeah, okay. that ain't happening. She needs kind of a stimulating person.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not necessarily willing to, and I think you hit it, to step back out there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't, Donna, you haven't fully healed or released the idea of unfinished business. In other words, you still see you and him, your last partner, as unfinished business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of ended abruptly. It ended, and then a year later, he passed away. But we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about why we broke up. So, yes, you're right. It was unfinished business. Yes, I was just at a point where I wasn't happy, and I just ended it.
Yes.
Stop saying things. Oh.
But
well,
you
but
still
you had
look,
to.
At, look at you and he as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Back then? Yeah, back then. Yeah.
And you do still now, to a degree, even though he's been gone so long.
Well, he was the person that I did a lot with. I mean, we traveled the world. We did a lot of fun things. And so I really missed that companionship. He was a kind person. And
mm-hmm.
we were just good friends. We were just great companions. It was terrific.
Go back to something Rebecca said earlier that in the what you call it, Rebecca, first three questions, first three statements. That's why you do what you do when it comes to meeting new people, is you hold yourself at a distance because you're making comparisons to them. Does that make to him? Does
right.
that make
yeah,
sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, I hope we brought you a little bit of a level of confusion, and we've got
our clarity.
We've got you'll find
I'll
them,
be,
Donna.
I'll be more aware of these things.
The other thing is he's going to find you, but you have to put yourself in the position to where he can.
Okay. Well, I am going to be going out to different lectures and whatnot. So, yeah,
good.
I'll keep my eyes open then for
good.
Someone that
all
finds
right,
me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Rebecca
you, my dear.
Caller from 412, what's your first name and who would you like to speak with?
Hi, my name's Keisha, and I would like to, I guess, both of you guys.
Okay, Keisha. What's your question?
I wanted to know where a relationship was headed with, his name is Jamal.
Mm-hmm. Go for it, Rebecca, first. I already know, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Jamal, why do I get homebound?
It's my kid's father. We used to live together.
Ah, that's it. Okay, and that's what he's doing, is he's trying to head home and come back and reclaim the couch. But he stimulates you in such a way that you haven't found with anyone else.
No, I've tried to.
Yes, I know you have. And so there's a lot of changes going on within him and also within yourself. And, you know, you've both been through a growth cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a situation where it's just for the children, which so many times it is, but I don't see that with the two of you. The children are well adjusted.
Yeah.
So I do see him really, I mean, and this can go, let me clarify this for you, because this can go, because I see him staying in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know he's going to stay in your life because of the children. But I also see him staying in your life with you. That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah.
But I am going to say this. It's going to be tumultuous.
Rocky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. as long as you understand that. And the reason I'm going to say it's going to be emotionally tumultuous is because of his own emotional base. He has a level of insecurity about him in the arena of his emotions, which he does not necessarily or is not necessarily willing to address. He had difficulty in the early years of his life. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know.
All right, and it's that early years of his life which overlay into his present, and because it overlays into his present, he can revert there very simply. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so just know he's essentially a good person. His heart is in the right place, but there's a lot of disturbance in his mind. Does that make sense, Rebecca?
Well, I almost see it, and I started to say this as you were talking, because it was like he had PTSD.
Yeah, difficult childhood, difficult early years, yeah.
Right,
you're right.
Right.
I see that, yeah. Yeah.
So, but remember, it's not because of you, it's because of him. But through your strength, and I get you are the strongest one of the two, you will certainly help.
No. Keisha, you're stubborn.
Oh, yeah,
that makes you a stronger personality.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Be a be a little more resilient, Keisha. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, kiddo.
I think I didn't grow up past that with him, because I used to I told him I raised you. Like, I didn't mean to say that, but that's how.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Don't be his mom. All right, Keisha.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You have a wonderful evening. Many blessings, my dear.
We're attempting to move through these as efficiently as we are able. We have a lot of people on the switchboard. Caller from 480, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Well, hey, Mike from California. So would you go ahead?
Yeah, this is for both of you, or whomever would like to take it. I just left a corporate sales job, and I thought the office thing, I could do it if the money was there. And as you well know, the carrot kept just getting further away and further away. And I said, I can't do this with a 2.5-hour drive in the car a day, and no life and so forth. And so I'm going back. And I'm going to go into a couple different directions, spiritually, and then also thinking real estate. And then, of course, you know, there's going to be a job, like bartending, to kind of pave that road for the daily needs. I just kind of want to get your input and insight on those two directions.
Let me jump first, Rebecca, if I can.
Sure.
First off, everything that you're doing is temporary, because, Mike, ultimately you're going to be working for yourself, and I think you know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever direction that you're pointing yourself in, this is for you, not for an organization or anything like that. Does that make sense, Rebecca?
Well, yes, definitely for me. Yes.
Okay. What do you see?
Well, number one, I see that nature is a huge, you know, it plays a huge part here in his life. And he has to get back to that more natural rhythm of things in order to feel fulfilled and to arrive at his true destination, okay, which is working for himself, but in an entirely different scope of and range of things that he has just described that he wants to do. Because I don't see him doing any of the above long term.
I hear you.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't want to do the bartending long term, by no means.
The real estate
is kind of for myself. I mean, you're ultimately in charge of your business, per se. So I don't know.
Well, no, but the real estate is going to do more for you than that. I think the biggest reason why you're stepping into real estate is learning self-management. Is probably the biggest key, and it's also it's my impression is to leverage you into a different level, whatever that means. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, because I was in the real, I've been in and around the real estate market, but never per se in the market, and the sales job that I worked for was a large .com that dealt to real estate agents and brokers, and so I'm kind of thinking about writing a book. Because, as you well know, the 80-20 rule, 20% make 80% of the money. And all the books that are out there are like how to get to that 20%, but they don't deal with the issues on a spiritual level, per se, fear and all that kind of stuff of why the 80% is where they're at.
Okay, now it makes absolute total sense to me. Excuse me, Rebecca, but I'm going to really step out there. That's the reason you go into the real estate market, is you're looking for the data that you need to understand to be able to write what it is that you wish to say, because you have to live what you're going to say as opposed to just writing about it. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. No, absolutely. Because, I mean, in residential mortgages in the early days, you know, I worked with realtors with the sales job. I got hung up on thousands of realtors, and I've helped multiple realtors make a whole lot of money, but, you know, and again, they were all different, and the ones, you know, I think I have an idea of the ones that just hung up.
I have to jump in here.
Do it.
The reason why you are going into real estate is, number one, you think it's fast money, but it's also very hard work. But number two, it's a self-motivated opportunity for you to grow and make money, and you need to know, can I do this self-motivation?
That's it right there. And that's when you'll be able to
write.
That's
the hard part.
Right, that's what you're going in to get, and that's what you're going in to see. Then thanks, Rebecca, because that's what I was attempting to say to him. The reason for real estate is not necessarily the money yet. It is fast money. I hear what Rebecca's saying. But you're going in there to be able to sit down and write what it is that you have in the back of your mind. But you got to go through the experience of it so you can say, yeah, been there, done that. Got it?
Well,
it's only
fast money if you are self-motivated. If you are not self-motivated, then it's not. It's all about self-motivation.
I think the motivation he's got, kiddo. All right, Mike, thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings, my dear. Good luck.
Caller from 443. You've been on hold for a while. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, and I'll talk to both of you.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'd like, from Maryland.
Oh, East Coast. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'd like to hear from you. Yeah, thanks. I'd like to know what the angels have to say about my spiritual journey.
Rebecca?
Okay. Oh, okay.
She's talking to you.
Here we go. Sorry. You can tell I travel a lot, can't you?
Well, you must have been.
Yeah. Well, I was in that thought process there for a sec. Kind of got lost out there.
No, you were in flight time.
Yes, I'm always in flight time, as we all well know. You know, you're on the mark, okay? Your spiritual journey is moving ahead like it should, but not totally fulfilling you. And the reason why is because you get so distracted with all these other things. You've got such a life full. You're a very abundant person, number one. But number two, you love to do different things. You do so many different things. And it becomes distracting from your spiritual mission sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're gaining so much knowledge from all of this to put into your spiritual practice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're really having more growth spiritually than what you realize, because the world has been open to you. It's like an oyster. You know, it's really open to you, and you have done so much healing in the past several years that now you can move forward in a quieter way and absorb all of the spiritual information that's coming to you. And then at that point in time, it's like you just explode into it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand.
That's that's maybe why I see like a butterfly going from flower to flower. Sampling the different nectars that there are. But remember, as we're sampling different nectars, we can be sometimes confusing our own selves as to what is the best, if you will. Does that make sense?
Very much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so my biggest suggestion would be is maybe slow your flight down. or kind of tone it back. It's like you seem to be in some kind of a hurry, and my suggestion is this is something that you don't hurry through. It's something that you walk through. It's not something you run through.
Mm. I figured I was a late bloomer, so I was hurrying.
No, you're right on time, actually.
All things in harmony, dear. All things in perfect
time.
Yeah,
absolutely. A lot of times people think, I could have done this at 16. No, you couldn't have. You had to do what you were doing at 16 because that's what you were doing at 16. And we all bloom. I mean, I've talked with people that have awakened in prison, people that have awakened in monasteries, and people that have awakened just walking down the street. Because of events. Events are the teachers, and it's the events of your life that have led you to where you are. And now it's time to use the power of discernment. Be discerning and take each thing that you're learning to heart, and then learn to walk it and live it, not just think it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
As long as we think it, we're going from flower to flower to flower. But when we live it, we land on a flower and we stay on that sucker until there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got
sense?
It. I
All
got
right.
It.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Many
right.
blessings,
our,
Kathy. Talk to you
our
soon.
Our pleasure. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Caller from 402. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Diane. I'm in Nebraska. Thank you very much for taking my call tonight.
Oh, you betcha. We've got quite a few, and it's a wonderful blessing for us to have Diane with us. So what's your question? Who's it for, Rebecca or Stephen or both?
Well, I'd love to hear from you both. You've both got wonderful energy and are very warm. I'd appreciate feedback from both, if you don't mind. I am interested in hearing about adventures upcoming for me and Brian, the man I'm dating, what we might be doing over the next few months, or whatever you see.
Go.
Well,
Rebecca.
you know, you've really been picnicking a lot. And
I have to laugh because I see where you got that. But
so,
go ahead.
You know, I see in the next few months, you know, you all are very much in tune with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you're exploring a new spiritual reality when you're with this man.
Yes.
Okay. So that attunes your vibrations higher, which gives you that wonderful utopia feeling about him. Well, this is an adventure. This isn't just a journey. This is an adventure. And it's also about, for both of you, it's almost as if it's a self-discovery for you, but it's also a self-discovery for him, because you're combining your energies and you're really able to use that collective energy to go with inside of one another. And I don't know, now I am going to tell you this, I don't know if this is more a spiritual journey for you or if this is what you would call your soulmate, your other half, your twin flame, whatever you choose to call it, calling in life. Stephen, what do you get on that?
Diane, what I get is you are questioning whether you are worthy of the enjoyment and the pleasure that you're having. Does that make sense?
A little bit, yeah. Because I've not known it before.
Yes. And it's kind of scary, isn't it?
It really is. It's a lot of fun, but it's scary. Like she said, it's all great when we're together, and then when we're not, that's when it gets scary.
Yes.
My mind,
because you... Go ahead.
No, my mind just starts playing games with me when we're not together.
Sure, yes. And that's the questioning of yourself and the viability of yourself, whether you are equal to the relationship. I'm going to say to you, let it go, because you're basing that on your history. You're basing that on your past.
Okay.
And you're not basing it at all on the present. So there's a part of you that wants to pinch yourself when you are not communicating and you get all nervous and worked up about it. And
yes.
When you do that, that's when you begin to really question your viability. Does that make sense?
Very much so, yes.
Okay. I'm going to say be at peace with it, because this gentleman is sincere in where he stands in the relationship. He's not afraid of himself.
Okay.
And he gets a little frightened sometimes himself.
Of the relationship?
Yeah. He's journeying into places he's never been. Yeah.
What's that?
He's never had this experience either. I'm sorry, Stephen.
Right.
We're just interrupting. Go ahead.
No. You are correct in what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Just remember, Diane, he hasn't experienced this either, so he's just as intimidated by it as you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought maybe he had experienced this before, and it was new to me.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
And he wonders, what the heck's going on?
Yeah. No,
yeah,
he's
getting along really well.
Yeah, he's kind of doing the same thing as you are. And I think because of that, that's creating questions on both sides of the fence. My suggestion is both of you just relax and enjoy the experiences that you're having with each other, because it is different.
Okay. Yeah, very different. Very different.
Awesome.
It's kind of like we're an old married couple, but I mean that in all the good sense of that phrase.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm just going to say stay with it and just enjoy yourself.
Well, just let it go. Go with the flow of things. Go with that ebb and that flow and just let it go. You know, you're who you're with, and it's a wonderful relationship. It's a wonderful time in your life. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I would say right now go with it, because this is something you've been wanting to experience, which you haven't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very much, very much. And I was even getting feeling this could be the one, the long-term one that we stick with.
It is looking in that direction, but take it one step at a time.
Right.
It is, and both of you learn to get over your fear, and you'll have exactly what it is that you're looking for.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's
awesome.
Good to know. I'm not the only one going through it then.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you both. Blessings to
Many
you both.
Many blessings, my dear.
Thank you. Same.
Okay.
Caller from 443. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Oh, this is Kathy. You already took me.
Oh, sorry. Gosh, I just you're still listening. All right, Kathy. So, cool. Caller from 561. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, this is Stacy calling from Florida.
Stacy, how can
Hi.
We best be of service for you?
Well, I have a lot going on, first with the finances, and everything is just unsteady right now.
Okay.
When do you see that, you know, leveling off?
Rebecca, you want to
I
go
did
first?
Not hear what she said. I am so sorry.
Okay. Could you say it again, please?
Question again, please.
Okay. Everything right now, my finances, everything is shaky. Nothing is steady.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, when do you see everything leveling off with a career, a job, you know, just going to a new level?
Okay. Number one, I've seen you've been very gullible.
Yep.
And that was the first thing I got.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that And was this a man that you gave so much of your time, attention, and money to?
No. Doesn't have anything to do with a man, per se.
Oh, per se.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I really get that it does, but here's the thing. You're looking for a job in... Is this in a new field, an entirely new field from what you've done in the past?
No.
You have to look in a new direction, I think, is what Rebecca is picking up.
Mm-hmm. You do.
That's pretty much where I want to head to, yeah.
Yeah. What you've been doing isn't working, is what I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
and what you need to do is look in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm going to say... start looking more at your creative side versus your logical side. What do you do professionally? Because it doesn't seem to fit you. What is that?
Well, it's the area. I've been doing the private side, but I need to go out and venture more.
Into what? What is it you do?
And I'm in the medical field.
Okay. Medical field is the correct arena, but the specific thing that you are involved in seems to not be.
Right.
And the next thing I'm going to say to you is you, it's like you have feast or famine,
mm-hmm.
Which basically means you could probably be a little bit better money manager. I don't know how that actually works out. But I get very deeply that you could focus on managing that better, however that is. It's like you have a lot, so you go buy stuff, and then all of a sudden you go, uh-oh. So
what makes
learn?
Her happy?
Yeah. Yeah. Does that make sense?
I'm not a... I save, so it's...
No,
I understand
no,
what you're
no.
saying. I understand
no,
what
it,
you're saying.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I said, okay, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, but it depends on the kind of job and the client you deal with. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's...
When you
so
get
one,
depressed, you like to fulfill yourself with something pretty.
Well, I treat myself, but I don't go overboard because I take care of my obligations first. But
understood. What we're both suggesting is that possibly you could pace it easier to make it easier on yourself. I do know that ultimately you are going to find the level of success that you're looking for, mm-hmm. but you haven't necessarily determined what that is. Does that make sense? I know what it is,
but it's the funding to get to that point, pretty much.
May I suggest something? I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry, Stephen. I did not mean to interrupt you.
You didn't?
You know, I'm a manifester through the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have more faith in two things. Number one, your creative side, because manifesting through the universe, through God, the angels, your team, whatever you choose to call it, is the best way to manifest what you need. And let them, you turn it over to them, you tell them exactly, you write it down, this is what I need, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You put it out to the universe, you let it go, and you let the, and you can't keep pushing it. You may have to ask 2 or 3 times, but you have the universe bring that into you, okay? And
okay.
then that way, you drop the I can't, because you're letting something more divine and larger than you bring it to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Totally, I do. But lately it just seems like, you know, you're trying and you cannot break that wall down. You just...
Because
I
you
understand.
Have blocked that wall.
Yes. The wall is your creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Stacy, the wall is not there. You just think it is. And the question
so
is
I'm doing
mind.
It to myself pretty much?
Yep.
Something I...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You are creating your own self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through that self-doubt is where the illusion of the wall comes from. You are good enough to have your dream. You are great enough to be who you choose. So the wall is your own ego that's stepping out there saying, hey, Stacy, you can't do this. Yes, you can.
I know I can, but yeah, that's true.
And here's the thing. You have to have, my dear, you have to have faith, okay?
That's first and foremost, yeah. That's true.
You have to have faith that I will succeed at this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you say, you send it out with your angels, and right now Raphael's very strong with you. Use
mm-hmm.
Raphael and let him bring in his team, the rest of your angels and your team, and let them bring that and manifest that for you, because you've been taught and programmed that in order to get anything done, you have to fight for it. You have to go out and you have to work for it. But, you know, things come to us in very, very strange ways. I can
that
attest
so
to that.
That is so true. Yeah.
Stephen can attest to that.
Yeah.
You know, we never know where it's coming from, but we know it's coming. And it will be here at the right time.
Well, it can only be... it can only show up when the person is ready to receive it.
Absolutely.
And Stacy, that's the biggest thing for you, is put yourself in a state of receivership.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands are
open to receive.
Yeah. Exactly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But while I'm on this path, will I get any help from anyone? Because it just seems like everyone is just gone, you know?
I'm going to say it's up to you initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think other entities will step in, and it's not necessarily, it's kind of like you're looking for somebody to come in and rescue you. Forget it.
That is never going to happen. I learned that one.
Right. No, that's exactly
rescue
what I'm saying
yourself.
To you. So don't wait for someone to rescue you.
No.
I think I think once you step out there, get yourself going, yes, you will have help ultimately, but it's going to come
mm-hmm.
from a direction that you don't expect.
Mm-hmm. It always does. It always does. And will you have help from someone? I see that you will once you drop. And here's what you need to drop. You know, they've all left me. I'm by myself. You're never by
right.
yourself because you have
right.
your angels and your team. When
right.
you open the door to where I am ready to receive anyone and everyone joyfully who comes into my life with peace and harmony, then people start, when you put that power, that thought of power out there, then people start gravitating back towards you. Our new people gravitate towards you that can be such help.
Mm-hmm.
So,
got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
do that.
I've,
right.
Okay, my dear.
Over the, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I said I've learned, you know, like since the beginning of the year, I've learned that people that were around, I kind of move myself and, you know, if I'm left alone, that's fine. But I try to gravitate to other people that can add and build me up and not because I was surrounded by a bunch of takers. You know, they just take
all right, you,
and take.
Stacey. Stacey, you learn to build you up and don't rely on other people to do that.
Absolutely.
Because as long
right.
as you rely on other people to do that, they're going to control you. Does that make sense?
It'll never happen.
That makes sense.
All right, kiddo. Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.
Many blessings, my dear.
Caller from 617, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, I am calling from Boston and my name is Lisa.
Lisa, welcome to the
yes.
show. How can we best
Thank
be of
you.
Service?
Thank you for taking my call. And how was everyone tonight or today or evening?
Wonderful here.
We're doing good.
Good, good. My question, thank you for taking my call. My question is in regards to a friendship. And I would like to know if you see this friendship growing into something more.
Rebecca.
You are such a powerful mind.
Oh, me?
Well, I am?
No, not you, Stephen. Well, Stephen, you are too.
Yes,
but
Stephen, this is mine.
This is your time, isn't it, darling? I love your mind. It's very powerful. You have so
Thank
much
you.
Determination.
Yes.
Which has really propelled you forward in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this friendship is growing. It's like a flower that is budded and almost ready to bloom. And I
Ooh.
Do see that it will open, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, once you decide something,
mm-hmm.
you take action and move that direction. Now,
mm-hmm.
if they can keep up, that's wonderful. And
oh.
if they cannot, you drop them. Very simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
but
I do see that it could be a very valid relationship, and I could see it as a long-term relationship.
Wow. Now, there is an age difference.
There is no age in the universe, but go ahead.
That's true. Ian.
Is he younger than you?
Yes, he
yes.
is.
Yes, he is. She's a cougar.
He's a what?
She's a cougar.
You know what? I just never would have, honestly, what I put on my list, and I wrote everything down, I never thought there would be someone younger than me, ever.
Well, but here's the
so I'm
part.
Struggling
so
with that. I'll be honest. I'm struggling with that.
All right, wait
well,
a second, Rebecca. All right, wait. What's your age difference? For goodness sakes.
Oh gosh, it's
about 20 years, isn't it?
Oh.
No.
It's 15.
All right, you go, girl.
That's what I said. Hey.
But he's over, you know what? He's over 24.
All right. Look. I love it. I do too. I'm gonna share something that I've never said to publicly at any time. When I was in college,
okay, I won't say anything. I promise you, my lips are sealed.
Go ahead.
We just have millions of listeners, but go right ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, this is going to be on the radio anyway. So I was, 21, and I was dating a gal that was 42. And I learned more from that lady than you could shake a stick at. About a lot of different things. So I can understand where he is, and I can understand where you are. So what I'm saying is,
I don't know if I understand where he is, though.
Don't matter. Right now, mm-hmm. You just don't ever be his mother, okay?
That's true. Yes, that's true.
She's not, though. She's very youthful.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I know. And you are a lot younger in your energetics than mm-hmm. your years portray. So
yes.
You two are actually very well mm-hmm. balanced. And the truth of the matter is you two are just enjoying yourselves, so don't question it.
That's true. But the thing is that we're taking,
Can I say something here?
Yes, please, honey, please.
Don't question this. I was in a relationship such as that at one time where mm-hmm. I've been on both ends. I've been a younger woman to an older man, but I've also mm-hmm. been an older woman to a younger man, and I thought it was a lot of fun, personally.
Yeah.
And I think it's attitude, okay?
Yes, that's true.
And you have this attitude, but you know, you're not the first one. You won't be the last one. And what he was attracted to you for was your energy, your vivation.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So many things about you attracted him, your intelligence. And, you know, you all have balanced this out. So quit tipping this scale.
That's true.
Lisa, women his own age bore him to tears.
Mm-hmm.
No,
really.
Oh yeah, women his own age, right at this moment in time, bore him. He's a young man of substance. Yes, he's whimsical. Yes, he is young, but he has knowledge that spans more than his years.
Yeah.
And I think that's why younger women actually bore him.
We get along. I mean, it's like, when we come together, I mean, we really open up. The interesting thing is that I send him emails. I send him emails sometimes when I want to talk and just open up. I send him emails, and sometimes the emails can get very emotional. Meaning I really opened my heart. And I remember he came to me and he says, every time I read your emails, he says, I feel it in my heart. He says, it really touches me.
All right. He's verifying what's being said. So if I were you, I would just take this one moment at a time.
Yeah.
And just simply enjoy it and let it expand into its own life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It
makes sense, but I just want to know how he feels about me. And we don't discuss, we're not there yet in discussing how we feel about each other.
The answer is obvious.
Yeah.
So,
the
answer is obvious.
You know, when you ask that question, sorry, Stephen.
No,
I'm just walking all over you.
I'm enjoying it. Remember, I'm looking up. Remember, I'm looking up as you're doing it.
You are too cute, my friend.
I gotta throw my sarcasm in there.
I love it. But
this is an ego thing for you to say, and how does he feel about me? You know exactly how he feels about me.
That's true.
Yes.
You're right.
And the only reason why you ask that is because you say, well, let me see, I'm 15 years older, so there's a little bit of doubt here. But don't have any doubt. Don't do that.
No.
Yeah, because the doubt, sometimes the doubt does come in. It's like, you know what? He could be with some hot little mama, and he's got a hot older
And you
woman.
Know what he would say if you said, oh, you could have this hot little mama? He'd go, bleh. You don't want a hot little mama.
You know, and you know what else going through his mind could be with you're with some worldly stud that he can't match.
True.
That's who's right. already made it in the world.
You bet.
True, yep. Yeah. I'm quite sure.
Let that game go.
Okay.
Let your light shine.
Last question. Do you see us when we're actually going to be able to just kind of relax into each other and just be able to express how we feel?
Whenever you let go of all your doubts.
Enough said.
That's not funny, Stephen.
I know, but it's still right on the money. That's the reason I had to laugh.
Do you hear him laughing?
Yeah.
But you know.
Lisa, just get out of your own way is what Rebecca's saying.
You're right. And just enjoy knowing that someone finds me attractive and exciting.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
sexy.
Exactly.
And maybe one day we'll come together and have an explosion.
You're
I think
gonna
you
have
already
your
have,
explosion.
But go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, my dear. Thank you for
calling. All right, kiddo. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. You guys are great. I love you guys.
Many blessings.
Caller from 731. Thank you for being so patient and waiting. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Lou. You waited all this time and you're not there? Okay, sorry.
Hello?
Caller from 813. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
I'm calling from Indiana. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
And
how can we best
hello.
Be of service?
Yes, I am.
And thank you for waiting.
Oh, no problem. Yes, I was wondering, what do you see for me and Michael? I was wondering, what do you see for us?
Rebecca.
Well, the first thing I got was engagement. Are you engaged to him?
No, we're married. Well, we're married, but we're separated and live two different states.
Okay, so that may be why it's an engagement versus a marriage.
Yeah.
I get that. I think this is, you know, the reason you two, I'm going to tell you something right off the bat, Nicole. Right now I'm getting that what's going on is an illusion, and I don't understand what the heck that means. There's like an illusion going on between the two of you in the disagreement that puts you in different places. But here's the other funny thing. I'm not even sure it's disagreement. So that's weird. Why do you live in two different places?
We separated back in February. So I live here in Indiana. He lives in Florida. So I moved closer back home. I couldn't live in Florida due to finances on my own. And he decided to stay in Florida. Like I said, we separated. We needed that time apart.
So, was his the deceit?
I'm sorry?
I said, how did he deceive you?
He got involved with somebody else.
That's exactly what I got.
Yeah.
And now he has regrets for that, doesn't he?
Yes.
I don't know. He didn't say that because, like, I talked to him today. He says I need time to fix myself.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
he does.
I don't know how he feels.
Well, the biggest difficulty you're going to have, Nicole, is trust. Can you trust him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest hurdle. He knows he blew it. He knows that, but he doesn't know how to overcome it. Because he's not, actually, I'm going to say he's not sure he can trust himself. And in truth, Nicole, I would go down the road. What do you think, Rebecca?
Well, I think there's several things going on here. I think one thing is he judges himself very harshly, but it's almost as if this is an addiction for him. Right now, he's trying to pull himself together.
Mm-hmm.
And I
sure.
do see that he loves you. Do not get me wrong here. I see that he loves you, but the bond was broken. It was unjust. And there's no way to justify that or fix it that I see at this time. So I'm with Stephen. I think that you need to go on and live your life and fulfill your wishes and what you want. You've been spending all this time waiting on him. Now he says, I need time to fix myself and see what I want. Well, you know, poor pitiful him. What about you? So in the meantime, you need to take care of you.
Oh,
instead of worrying about him.
I have. Since we've been apart, I have been got a job. I've been going to school. I've been taking care of my finances. I've been taking care of me. I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've been building my life also.
Mm-hmm.
I've been also, since we've broken up and everything. But, yeah. But I still have feelings for him. But my question is, do you see us ever getting back together?
No.
No.
All right.
That's the reason I.
A lot of changes would have to take place, my dear.
Especially
a lot
in
of
him.
Changes in him, yes, to
especially.
Become your equal.
Yes.
Well, like especially. I said, he's working on himself right now, so.
No, he says he is.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
There's a difference.
Excuse.
Yeah. There's a difference. If a person's working on themselves, do they actually need to say they're doing that? That answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a person is truly working on themselves, and I'm not going to sit here and say absolutely he's not, but everything about me says no, not really. He's saying that because it's something he can hide behind.
Right.
And that he can say, I'm going to leave you in holding pattern, and
mm-hmm.
If I decide
to
come back
tending.
To you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're getting the same thing, Rebecca?
I get he's pretending.
Yes.
The good pretense
right.
for him.
Yeah, you're getting
the same
thing.
No, if he truly
thing.
Loves you and misses you, he would work on the two of you, not just
yes.
himself.
That's how I feel. That's why I was feeling too. I was like, can't you work on your marriage and yourself too at the same time? That's what I was feeling too.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of outside influences too that are telling him
yep.
what he should be doing and whatever, and
yep.
what
yep.
you know what he should be doing with his relationship, what he should be doing with his life, and he's taking those in considerations and listening to other people instead of listening within himself.
Yep.
He's listening to
okay.
other people because that's the easy way, my dear.
All
so
right, Rebecca,
you get on with your
down.
Life.
All right, we're down to the last minute and a half, and we've got a lot of people out there that we're not going to be able to get to. Once again, do totally apologize for that. But, Rebecca, how can people locate you?
People can locate me through my website, which is www.rebeccaspathways.com. And I look forward to hearing people. I love to talk to people the same as Stephen does. And I want everyone to know to follow their hearts and have a great week. And angel hugs to everyone. And Stephen, thank you. I love you and appreciate you.
Well, I love you and appreciate you as well, kiddo. It's always a hoot doing a show with you. And it's, I'm glad you put up with my sarcastic humor. If you want to know more about me, you can find me at Hairfield, that's H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. And both of us love working with people and helping them understand their circumstances. Neither one of us are psychic hotlines. We do this because we are sincere and that we love people. You can go to either of our websites and you can find our contact information. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, and you can find videos that I've done on YouTube. And I hope all of you have a blessed week. I will be back here next week and hopefully be doing the same thing. And if you folks call back in next week, I will attempt to get to you. Thank you so much for being here, and many blessings. Shanti. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, Stephen. Have a great week.